This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Sometimes you hear people talking about role models and how important it is to have good role models. Have you ever thought about this? It would seem that many of us look up to people and in fact even worship certain people, and it's called hero worship. And many of the famous and influential people we hear of let others shape their lives. Now, not just in childhood I'm talking about, but into adulthood as well. And long before he became famous as a member of the Beatles, John Lennon actually idolised many of the old rhythm and blues great people like Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters. He apparently had their pictures on his wall and he used them as inspiration when he first started to play the guitar. Woody Allen watched the Marx Brothers films hundreds of times and dreamt of being as funny and talented. And it's no secret that Groucho Marx was a major influence on Woody Allen. Now, the singer Whitney Houston, well, she watched her older cousin, Dionne Warwick, release her hit songs and said, "I would like to be like her." And Whitney Houston had a role model to follow, as do a number of other people. And maybe you could think of someone in your life who is a role model, someone who greatly inspires you and helped shape the person that you are today. I can recall that when Gordon Brown became Prime Minister succeeding Tony Blair, he spoke publicly about his parents, and this is what he said. "They," meaning his parents, "gave me a moral compass that's guided me through each stage of my life. They taught me the importance of integrity, decency, and treating people fairly, and they taught me about duty to others." That's what Gordon Brown said. Although most of us will not have to grapple with the issues that Gordon Brown has in front of him as a Prime Minister, we still need a compass to guide our lives, because important decisions need to be made and we need a firm foundation on which to base those decisions. Otherwise, we become like a boat that's tossed around in the water without a rudder. And I think that's where role models come in. Influential people who help us find our way through life. They might even give us some ideas how to get through those difficulties that come to all of us. So what we're doing there is drawing from them courage and hope, as well as their ideas. Now, we know, if you're a parent, you know the importance of being a good role model to our children. You've heard the phrase, "children learn what they live." And some experts in this field say that 90 to 95% of all human behaviour is learned through modelling. So it's about what we do rather than what we say. And it's scary, isn't it? Knowing our children are watching and are probably copying every move we make, both the good and the bad. So do we model responsible and caring behaviour? It was the 20th century poet Edgar Guest who wrote the poem called The Living Sermon. This is what he said. "All the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. Though I might not understand you and the fine advice you give, there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live." I want to suggest also that Jesus is the best role model any of us can have, because having him as the compass and guide will make all the difference. Now, think of Jesus for a moment. Unfortunately, we've got this idea of Jesus as a radical person who could never smile or enjoy a good time, or he just stood in the background and rebuked people. But that's not really right, because in John's Gospel, particularly, we see Jesus was a real person who socialised, mixed with people. He was, in fact, part of a wedding feast in Cana. He attended the temple. He was part of a feast in Jerusalem. And yet, his mind was based on spiritual matters, and he used every opportunity to point others to eternal life. But he was a very compassionate Jesus and reached out to people. What a great role model Jesus was. I mean, in Jerusalem, there was a man who for 38 years had been sick, and Jesus healed him, and he was able to walk for the first time in 38 years. So Jesus was interested in the individual. So he was a role model. And these are just a few examples of the many things that happened where Jesus transformed people's lives. So if ever you need a guide in life, Jesus is the one to turn to. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we belong to your family. And we thank you for people who share their lives with us, and in doing that, are great role models. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.